Today, I'm going to give you the pros and the cons and all the other details about the automated online backup service that I use and recommend.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey there, and welcome back. You know, I want to tell you that I really appreciate the fact that you are listening to me right now. Whether you're in your car, or out walking, or running, or just listening on your computer, thank you. Every week I'll do my best to make sure that the time you spend listening to my podcast is time spent profitably. If you read my blog or if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, you know that one of the things I encourage everyone to do is to have an automatic online backup process in place. Just about every week, somebody calls me or brings me their computer because it won't boot up or it won't do anything. And there are files on there that they need, like pictures of their kids or their last 10 years of tax returns or their collection of thousands of music files. I've definitely seen people in serious states of panic because they're scared they're going to lose it all. And sometimes they do lose it all. If it's possible to recover files and folders, you know, I will do that. But unfortunately, it's just not always possible. So today I'm going to tell you about the online backup service that I use to make sure all of my important stuff is backed up every day automatically without me even having to think about it. The service is called My PC Backup, and you can actually use it with Windows or a Mac computer. They also have apps for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. You can get the full review with screenshots over at my website, computertutorflorida.com/027. Okay, I told you I was going to give you my full opinion, both the negatives and the positives. And there were a couple of negatives. When I first went to check it out, I found the website to be a little bit pushy from a sales standpoint. What I mean is this. After I set up my account and got their backup system in place, the site went through two or three pages of other optional upgrades. I kind of felt like they were saying, hey, here's a buyer, so let's try to sell him some more stuff. Maybe I wouldn't have felt that way if I actually needed some of the options, but I really didn't see them as a requirement, at least not for my situation. One of the options is to have your backups done every hour. I'm sure there are probably people that need that, but just once a day is fine for me. Or you can have your backups take place at a faster speed. Well, again, mine are scheduled to happen overnight, so I really don't care how slow they are because it's always done by the morning anyway. The other thing I really didn't like very much is the fact that you can't just click to see their prices. You have to first create your free account, and then when you decide to upgrade, they'll show you the three packages that they offer along with the pricing. Personally, I don't even think they need to take that approach because their prices are very competitive. In fact, I think it would probably give them an advantage if they did show all the prices up front, but that's their decision. So the negative things really were relatively minor. And there are a few things that I really like about this service, which is why I've been using them since last summer. I like the fact that you can set up your account with just your name, email, and a password right off the bat on the front page of the site. They make it very easy to get started. Some of the people I talk to about doing a backup just find it so easy to procrastinate because they think it's going to be so difficult and time-consuming. But with this, all you have to do is take that first baby step in the right direction, and you'll see that it's really pretty simple. I also like the fact that they actually have a package that offers unlimited storage space. Of course, not everyone needs that, but if you are one of those people that has 50,000 songs in your music collection, or maybe you've got 800 gigabytes of pictures, this is a feature that you will certainly appreciate. And also, I was surprised to find out that the unlimited package is not even that much more expensive than the basic one. And we'll talk about pricing in just a minute. And there's one more thing. I haven't really had any problems with my account that would cause me to contact customer service to get some kind of resolution, but I have had a couple of times when I had to contact them with a question or two, and each time the response has come back in less than 2 hours, so I was happy to see that. All right, so let's talk about pricing. It's pretty simple because they offer three packages. The smallest one gives you 75 gigabytes of storage space, and for most people, that's all you'll ever need. The next one up offers 250 gigabytes, and the top package is the one I mentioned where you get unlimited storage. If you want to pay monthly, the basic 75 gigabyte package is $6.95 per month. But almost no one I talk to does monthly. Most people just pay annually, which is what I do. So if you pay annually, then it drops to $4.95 per month, or just a little less than $60 for the year. And if you want to, you can pay every 2 years and save a little bit more money. Now, even the most expensive package, the one that offers unlimited storage, that's just $9.95 a month if you pay monthly. If you pay annually, it comes out to about $95 for the year. In my opinion, that's a pretty amazing price. Unlimited storage for all your stuff backed up every day automatically, and it's less than $100 for the year. One thing to keep in mind, these prices reflect the current discounts that they're offering, and that could change at any time. The date of this podcast episode is February 18, 2013. So if you're listening to this a month from now or a year from now, or hopefully 50 years from now, the prices may actually be different. You can check the current pricing by setting up a free account by going to computertutorflorida.com/online-backup. All right, so we talked about the pros and cons and the pricing. Let's talk about the actual usage. As I said, one of the things I like about this service is that it's really easy to set up. You just go to the site, you put in your name and email, and create a password. You can also sign in with your Facebook account, but I haven't tried that. If you try that, let me know how it works out. As soon as you click the sign up button, the little software program starts to download and install. Just all you have to do is click it to tell it to run. About 30 seconds later, when it's done installing, it's going to ask you to log in with the email address and the password that you just created. Once you're logged in, the program will tell you what files and folders it will back up by default. Now, the standard backup set is photos, documents, and anything on the desktop. Practically speaking, that default set will be fine for a lot of people. However, if you have a lot of important stuff or any important stuff other than those things or things saved in other places, you need to choose the customized backup option and tell the program what you need to have saved. If you need help with this, just let me know. After you've chosen what to back up, the program will just start right off doing the first backup. Matter of fact, you might notice that that first backup is done very quickly, but there's a good reason for this. That first backup is not a complete backup because at this point you only have a free account. The free account is just to show you how it works, and it's only going to back up a few of your files. So the next step is to look on the website page and find the link at the top that says Upgrade. That's where you'll see the three different packages, so you can choose the one you want, and you can also choose if you want to pay monthly, every 6 months, once a year, or even every 2 years. Then just enter your payment information and you're done. This point right here is where you'll be presented with all the other options that are available to add onto your account. As I said earlier, you can decide for yourself if you need these, but if not, just click on down at the bottom where it says no thanks, and it'll take you onto the next screen. And you're done. The program will run in the background all the time, and it's going to back up all your important files and folders every day. You never have to worry about losing your important pictures or documents or anything else. Now, here are a couple things to consider also. If you ever need to access or retrieve your backed up files, all you have to do is log into your account on the website and find them there. You can do this from any computer with an internet connection. Also, don't be surprised if that first full backup takes a long time. That's because the first time it has to back up everything. I've seen some backups take a few days or even a week or longer. But after that, in future backups, it only has to grab new files or files that have changed. So those don't take hardly any time at all. This full review with screenshots is on my website at computertutorflorida.com/027. And to sign up for your online backup account, just go to computertutorflorida.com/online-backup, all one word. Full disclosure, that link is an affiliate link. If you go there and sign up, the company will pay me a commission for referring you, and I appreciate that. If you prefer, you can sign up directly at mypcbackup.com. Either way, the important thing is that you get your files protected as soon as possible. As you've heard before, it's not a matter of if your hard drive will die, but when. Now, before we wrap it up, I want to remind you that if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future topics, you can always call my podcast voicemail line at 727-386-9468 and leave me a voicemail. Or you can just email me at pctutor@gmail.com. I hope your Monday and the rest of the week is fantastic, and I'll see you back here next Monday with another computer tip. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.